9:30 on the dot. You'll explain these things when the meeting is in session. But I can see it's only myself, Honorable Brink, Honorable Spies, Honorable Khumevat, that are in the meeting thus far. I wonder where are my other colleagues. Can we wait for the next 5 minutes so that we can start the meeting? I'll be checking the other colleagues. Where are they? Shirin, can you also help me to do that? PDO of Falga in the Western Cape.
Good morning.
How are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Honorable Chair. I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
Are you good?
Yes, thank you. Yourself?
Hey, we miss Falga, man.
Oh.
We hardly hear from
you.
You are here today?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to start at 25:02.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, PMG. We're going to start at 25:02. How are you, Honorable Khunevas?
I'm good. Thank you, Chair.
You good?
Yes, Chair. Thank you so much.
Honorable Brink, good morning.
Good morning, Chair. How are you?
I'm cool. Thanks, and yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Shireen?
Who's here? Guess who's here?
Chair.
After the meeting. Eh?
You
guess
done.
Who's here? Hey, guess who's here? We have
you
to
done.
wait until somebody logs in.
Hey, I'm late, Chair. Sorry.
Good morning.
Morning, Chair.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Not fine.
Are you well?
No, I'm not
that
well.
Makes you
I have
not
a flu.
Fine.
I have a flu.
You have got flu.
I hope it's not COVID.
Go and test. Have you tested already?
I am fine, Chair.
I've never seen cowards. You must go and test. You must know your status.
I'm free from COVID.
You just have flu.
Mm.
Okay.
The inside factor flu.
Mm. Okay.
Why Andy is leaving the meeting?
He's here, Andy.
I saw somebody left.
He's a co-host, Andy is here.
Uh-huh.
Andila, you're not here. Just
I'm
confirm
here, Chair.
To Honorable Mukalipi that you are here.
Oh, Honorable. My phone here is including me. It says Andila left.
Honorable Teza, good morning.
Good
Honorable
morning.
Teza, Sawubona Nomzane.
Good morning, Chair. And good morning to colleagues.
Yes. Honorable Direko, good morning.
Good morning, Chair.
Yes, I think we need to start our meeting now. Let me take this opportunity to welcome you all in the meeting today. You know, it's our unusual meeting. We were supposed to be meeting in the evening. You will recall, colleagues, there was a, based on our submission and discussions,
we recording in progress.
We developed a program for us to work during the constituency period. And it's in that program that wherein we agreed to say we'll only meet twice per week, instead of us meeting maybe 3 to 4 times a week like we've done with the previous programs. Mindful of the fact that it was constituency period. And we agreed in this committee to say we're going to hold our meetings in the evening. And that was the basis for our request for approval to say during the day, colleagues will do their constituency work, and then we'll be able to work during the night. Indeed, as per the decision of the committee, we did write a submission for approval. Then our request was approved, and so we've been meeting every Tuesday and Thursday. So I should then report back to the committee that I got a directive from the House Chair to say that we need to suspend our meetings because there are some of the colleagues here who are complaining that these meetings are too excessive, they are happening late. So I thought before one can do that, it will be prudent that we bring this matter to the community's attention so that I'm not accused of unilaterally changing the program of the committee. And colleagues, you'll agree, have been very consistent to say, let's agree this is the type of the program, but that's where we are. So we have got two options. Either to completely suspend the entire constituency program meetings as have been approved, or if indeed it's true that members feel this is too much or whatever, one is amenable to whatever proposals the colleagues are going to come with. But the directive to me was strictly that the meetings for this week must be suspended. And maybe for the comfort of the members, I will ask Shirin to put on the screen how this program for this constituency program looked like, so that as and when we speak, we are talking from the informed position, what are we dealing with? And colleagues will also bear in mind that already for the next term, there's a program that is approved that we deliberate. It's either then when we're taking this decision to suspend the program, it means all these matters that are before us, they will have to stand off until such time maybe when we'll have time. But I can assure you the program for the next term, there's no program activity. We all know that it was approved. This one was only for the night because we were mindful of the fact that during the day we are doing a consultancy work. So the other second item, agenda item, will be asked to adopt the minutes, bearing in mind that you should all agree that you are suspending this program as per the complaints by some of you colleagues, which I find also very, I don't know, but let me reserve my comment to say anything on that, because we were all operating under the auspices that this is the program that we both agreed upon. And then I thought initially as a chairperson that we are open to each other. Whenever there's somebody who's aggrieved with whatever we are doing, we'll have that platform to collectively raise it together so that we see how best can we address. But that is not my space to comment on how I conduct meetings, how I reach out to all of you. Safe to say, I must also comment that it came to me as a shock, because this is what we had initially agreed we were going to do. But I'm unable to proposal. Maybe there's somebody who missed that opportunity. But as you all know, I will always send you the program to say comment, add what you think you need. And also, this program, if my memory serves me well, was also discussed in this committee. So that's where we are, colleagues. Can I allow Shireen to zoom in the program so that everybody sees what we are going to put on the site for now? And then I'll expect colleagues to also raise hands and advise me how do we move forward. So the program is as it is. Tonight, we're supposed to be dealing with the petition from the farmers and the community of Sanim Limpopo that are represented, represented by Agri Litaba. So this meeting must tell me what we need to do. We were going on Thursday, going to receive the briefing of the from the AG on the special audit report on COVID-19 expenditure in municipalities, and also the briefing by the SIU on the investigation into the PPE procurement by state institutions. And the program goes as if we would just select the three meetings that we're going to have soon. I would say also that EG had already confirmed their availability on Thursday, but I'm subject to the directive by this committee. I already, like I've indicated, I have a directive that we need to suspend the meeting. So I didn't want to do it unilaterally without consulting the committee. That's why hence I brought this matter here. So that's it. I only see the hand of Honorable Brink. Maybe it's the one that needs to start. And Mkalipi's microphone is on. Definitely it means she wants to speak, but she has not raised her hand. I'll note Honorable Brink, Honorable Direko, and then Honorable Khunevald. Then it will be Mkalipi because her microphone is on if she wants to speak. Over to you, Honorable Brink.
Chair, I'm using a cell phone, so that's why I'm not, it is not my, I'm not using the gadget to raise my hand.
Oh, you want to speak?
Yes, Chair.
So you can come immediately after Brink, then it will be the record because your microphone was on earlier. Thank you, Honorable Brink.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to ask permission to keep my microphone switched off. I am in a car at the moment. You'll have sympathy for me that the meeting was confirmed at a bit short notice, but I'm here. I'm able to participate, just not with my screen on.
Thank you.
I do not know what processes have to be followed to obtain permission for the committee to proceed during recess period, but I presume that those processes were followed, and maybe if that is the problem, that the chair of chairs is of the view that the committee did not follow the correct procedures, we must discuss that. But as far as the program is concerned for the recess period, we did discuss it at our last meeting. And I think the agreement was that it is fair, and it is not as taxing as having three committee meetings twice a day, as was the situation before the recess. I think the agreement, as I understood it at the last meeting, was that this program, as it was presented, is fair, especially because it doesn't try and take on too much new business. Well, that's at least from our side. Chair, then I think that's fine. So I'm not quite sure if it's a disagreement at the committee level. There are a few important things for us to deal with, including that private members bill, dealing with the amendment to the Disaster Management Act, which I think we all agreed is fairly important. So I don't think that there is a disagreement as to the program from the committee side. So maybe you can just enlighten us as to if all of the processes were followed. I'm not sure why there would be a directive to suspend meetings. Thank you.
Yes, Honorable Brink, I can assure you, based on our discussions and agreement as a committee, we did what we need to do, follow the processes. Like you said, we even toned down the numbers of meetings. As agreed, we agreed that we need to hold two meetings per week after hours. That was the arrangement. No one.
Sorry, Chair. I apologize, Chair. Can I just have one more thing to say? Sorry, Chair. I do apologize. I forgot to say this. I'm happy with this, and I think we're happy with we're happy with this program, provided that changes to it doesn't happen at extremely short notice. That's the only thing, Chair. I would ask that if we follow a proper, if there are changes, just give members some advance notice, maybe via email, not just on the WhatsApp groups. That's my only request. Otherwise, I'm happy with this program. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Brink. Can I hand over to you, Honorable Mkalipi?
No, thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm so shocked to hear that one of ours here, after the broad consultation brought by the Chairperson in terms of agreeing with this program, has run to the chairs of chairs. As a result, we are told that we must suspend our meetings because we all agreed with this program. And if you look at this program, Chair, it's a very much needed program in terms of the committee to engage. It's important. Look at on Thursday. This is a very, very rare opportunity to get briefing from the SIU. And these are the issues that we as a committee, we have been insisting to process it, especially we are frustrated in this committee by the situation. All the time when we engage with municipalities, we don't get answers. And at the end of the day, we as a committee members, we even blame the department of not taking their work very serious, because out of the frustration we as committee members we encountered. And now, instead of coming here as committee members and say and speak as members to say that no, we are uncomfortable with meetings to take place, we go and report to the chairs of chairs as a result, we are told that we have to suspend this thing that was proper. The procedures was followed properly. And as a result, we were granted the permission, because not all of committees have been granted the permission to sit during this constituency period, but there are certain committees that have applied. And it's not that the chairperson just went alone and applied to sit during the constituency period. We engaged the committee members. So now I'm very disappointed and shocked to say that, to hear that there are members who have just have went and complained about these meetings. And I don't know, Chair, if there is a way, please go back to Honorable Frolic. I'm sure that other members will speak too. Maybe that person who have gone and complained is going to come here and be and be faithful and honestly engage with us and tell us what is the problem. Because according to me, we don't have enough time, even if it's not during the constituency, even during normal time, whereby the committee needs to engage with issues. We find ourselves having not enough time to go to all issues. The last meeting that we had as committee members, I think it was today is Tuesday. I think last week already, Chair. We even mentioned that, in fact, according to the program that was presented by the Secretary Usherin, we also mentioned that, in fact, we are supposed to go and engage with all municipalities in the country. But now to suggest that, no, we must suspend this, I don't think it's odd. I don't think it's fine. So I will be strongly propose that let us continue with our program as we agreed as members, unless if there is a member that is saying that, no, we must not continue engaging. And that member must also help us by telling us how are we going to manage to engage with all other issues that are still outstanding, if we are still going to suspend this program that we agreed upon. Because we need to do our work, we need to do our oversight. So it means even the proposed meeting that we said we want to have one-on-one with the minister and the DG, in order for us to able to do our own work, it means that it's going to be suspended most because of the person who have complained. So I strongly propose here that no, we must not suspend anything. Even if it means that we must also write to the chair of chairs as committee members, we must do that to say that no, we have agreed with this program and would like to continue the program. And I'm part and parcel of the programming committee, whereby other issues are also processed there. And I remember very well when I saw other committees applied, and I quickly come to the committee. I said, no, how come that other committee have applied except us? As according to my understanding, we have a lot to deal with. Yeah, that is my input, Chairperson, with that proposal to say that, no, it's disingenuous for that member. The opportunity was also been granted here. Even last week when we talk about the program of a community work program that was frustrating us.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Chair. So we were supposed to also to engage on this matter if there was a member that was unhappy about these meetings that are taking place. And I don't know. I really don't know if that person is saying that is excessive, because it's us as members who want to speak as much as possible. Maybe the chairperson's sin is that it does not stop us when we engage. Maybe members, they must also visit other committees and see how they also do their own committee members. I mean, their committee meetings. You'll know that there is no luxury time. The chairpersons of those committees are very quick to say that, no, you don't have time. And they are shouting to each other. It's only this committee that has understanding amongst its members, because we understand our objectivity as committee members. And we also understand how are we as committee members supposed to do our oversight and the nature of the challenges that you are faced with as committee members. So I really don't know, Chair. That is my submission.
Thank you, Honorable. Shirin, you can scroll down the program. I want to see Honorable Direko. I miss Honorable Mkalipi to see you on the screen. Honorable Direko, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. I must also express my disappointment about whoever that went to the to report this matter about us having so many meetings and stuff like that, because I believe that in this committee we do have an open policy where every member is allowed to raise his or her own view. And it came as a shock to me when I got the message that we must cancel everything, we must suspend everything. And it's really disturbing because we are in an era where local government is under a serious mess and we need a serious intervention. We have seen on the report of the Auditor General that our municipality has regressed from 33, if I'm not mistaken, clean audit to 27. And we also seen that there's a lot that is happening in the municipality in terms of the finance and also in terms of proper service delivery. That is why we've got so many petitions. That is why we've got so many unrest in the municipalities. However, Chair, it's fine. Yesterday, I got an opportunity also to engage our chief whip, whereby she said, because the complaint was also referred to her about this people who were not happy about the manner in which we were conducting our meeting. She then advised that we'll have to reapply as the committee and state all the reasons as to why do we have to have this meeting. But she then said, it's fine. And if we apply, we must then try to hold our meeting during the day, because whoever complained also complained about the meeting that we take, that takes place in the evening and stuff like that. So she said, if we want to continue the program, we must apply, we must reapply. And number two, we must have our meeting during working hours. And the last one is that at least we must scale down the program that we have. So I don't know if is it possible we can follow that route, or we can just suspend everything and start working after recess. But those are the proposal that we were given by the chief whip, because I also raised the matter with the chief whip to say, I don't understand who has went to you and complained, because we do have a platform where everyone can raise their issues. And the fortunate part about the committee is that we have a very fair chairperson who's allowing everyone to raise this or her view without being interrupted. But it's fine, Chair. I guess somewhere, somehow, we'll always have those people who will feel worried. They rather go to somebody else instead of coming to us as the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Direko. The next speaker should definitely be Honorable Honevert, who's going to be followed by Honorable Feather.
Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. Over to you, Honorable Honevert.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, I want to agree with all the latter speakers and don't want to repeat everything. So firstly, I just want to say that I agree. And then just want to add to say that when we as a committee take a decision and then we go back on that decision, then we're moving on dangerous grounds in terms of our work as a portfolio committee. So when we make a decision and there's somebody that feels that you couldn't openly speak in this committee, there is a problem. So firstly, Chair, I just want to admit, to say that we aren't being victimized in this committee. I think we all have a say in this committee and we can speak freely in this committee. Chair,
I was listening.
Thank you, Chair. So, Chair, yes, I just want to breathe in on the latter speakers to say that we have approved the program, we've walked through it, we as members approved it, to say that at least there must be a 48-hour, can I say, notice to all the meetings and all the documentation that will assist, and then it has to be in evenings, so that we can do our constituency work. And because we have families, that's why we only start at 7. So, Chairperson, I just want to agree with the latter speakers and to say that let's not change decisions we made. I think it's a dangerous ground we're moving on. We must rather implement the decisions we take. I think it was Honorable McLippy that said that we have to close down the things that we're busy doing with. We cannot keep everything open, and therefore we need more time. We need more, meetings to close this off. So, Chairperson, in terms of that, I want to agree with the latter speakers. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Groenewald. The last speaker on the matter will be Honorable Kever.
No, thank you very much, Chair. Let me add my voice and in echoing the my colleagues. You know, Chair, we would like to apologize to the person who complained. Genuinely so, because unwittingly, we are of the view that all the issues that we are raised and all the decisions that are taken within the committee are genuinely aimed at ensuring that all the issues that are confronted by our people are indeed addressed. And I'm sure, Chair, you have seen the following in terms of our constituency work and what the constituency do in terms of follow up on our meetings and watching our meetings and so forth. And this is one of the committees that have done that, Chair. And to you, you have allowed us to actually speak sometimes too much. And I think that I'm agreeing with Honorable Mukhaliti when he says maybe we should be firm then in terms of scaling down how we should speak, and when we prepare we don't go to town preparing a lot of things. We just get pointed on the issues that we want to raise. I went to Scopa. I think I went to Scopa at the beginning of the term, where the chairperson was saying that you must be pointed. Don't elaborate and so forth. But you were not sure, you have allowed us. And during that process of allowing us, you have also allowed us to do the research necessary for all these issues so that we come to the committee with necessary information. And during that time, we then grow as members of the committee by virtue of you allowing us to speak. So in essence, Chair, I'm in total agreement with what the honorable members are saying, because all these issues of look at Northwest, for instance. Northwest is under section 100, and there are rumors that there's 7 municipalities that are going to be dissolved there. And if those issues are not looked closely into in terms of the committee work that must conduct oversight and accountability from those local municipalities, well, I don't know how the chair of chairs says we will then, how will we cover the issues that were lined up for this constituency period, really, because we have one term. Only one term, 5 years, and we have 257 municipalities. And all of them have the same issues. There are many, there is a plethora of issues, Chair, that are affecting our people. And ours, if ours is genuinely to improve local government, surely we must meet, Chair. We must deal with those issues. We must improve, because we stay in municipalities, all of us. So I thought that this agenda was scaled down already. To scale it down again. I mean, it's just missing the point about addressing the issues that affect that should be covered during this time. No, that's my contribution, Chair. Thanks.
DJ Mpumza, where are the chickens? Are we fine? Chickens, hey, that's fine. Another Mpumza? Yeah, hand it up. Shame. The network kicked him out. It means then it didn't vote with the chickens. His hand was up. There was a proposal by Honorable Direko, and I assume Kalipi's hand is up again. I should think you want to reconcile that proposal by Honorable Direko. Maybe Honorable Mpumza will come back again. I will allow you a second bite, Honorable Kalipi. Over to you.
Yes, Chair. I want to entertain that proposal of Honorable Direko. And I want to check with you, Chair, when you got an instruction from Honorable Frolic saying that you must suspend this program or these meetings. And then Honorable Direko is saying that she has engaged with the Chief Whip of the ANC and advised us to reapply. Why don't we write to back to the Honorable Chairs of Chairs as the committee to say that instead of taking what Honorable Direko is saying is an advice from the ANC Chief Whip, who happened to approve these meetings. Because if you are going to apply, how long is it going to take? We have meetings that are scheduled for us from today, even on this day. If you are going to start again and applying for things that we are not agreeing with, because most of the committee members, all political parties, they want to continue with this meeting. It's only that individual, of which that individual is not coming here to confront us as a committee to tell us why did he went to Honorable Frolic and complain about our program that all of us as committee members agreed to continue during this recess period. So therefore, I will propose a different approach, Chair. To say that, go back to Honorable Frolic, tell him that no, all members are happy. And you also, I don't know, during your engagement, I'm sure that you also told him that it came as a surprise to you as the chair, because we didn't take a decision alone. We agreed, because as Honorable Chairs and other colleagues are saying, the amount of work as this committee that we need to do is, we can't even able to do or engage with all municipalities. So even with this program, it is not going to allow us to engage with all municipalities. Things are falling apart. The looting is the order of the day. And everyone, they must come and account to this committee. And people are also getting hope when they see a committee that is very robust in terms of demanding accountability from the municipalities, even from the department, because that's what members of parliament are supposed to do. So now it looks like, Chairperson, we are entertaining a spook, because it's only Babu Mpumza who has not spoken here. And then I would like to get that person who have gone and complained about us continuing to do our work. And then that person must help us to understand why he has gone and complained. Because as Honorable Chairs, I was also emphasizing on the point that it's not the chairperson who is speaking alone in this committee. Us as members, we speak as much as we like, because out of frustration about the state of the municipalities that is happening. So therefore, Chairperson, I really don't know why we have to go back and apply it. Why did the Chief Whip of the ANC and the Chairs of Chairs approved when we followed proper processes? And as I'm saying, Chairperson, even the programming committee, it was also approved. We were told that these are the committees that applied and they are going to sit during the recess. Now, there is no absolute good reason that we are told why we need to suspend our program. We want to get from the SIU as on Thursday. How far are they gone to arrest those people who have eaten people's money in terms of the PPE. Not about the PPEs alone, Chairperson. Everything that has gone wrong to the municipalities. We have asked municipalities to go and open cases. We want that report. It will be a very opportune way to get that report from the SIU, even from Hawks, because they must come and tell us how far they've gone. It looks like somebody is protecting those thugs that are looting at our municipal level. So therefore, if we are going to allow this program to be suspended, Chairperson, it means that we are not going to do our job. So therefore, I also need you to come, Chairperson, in order to assist us. If we are saying that, go back to Honorable Frolic and tell Honorable Frolic, and this thing is live, maybe he's watching, to say that all of us in this committee, we want to continue to do our work. I hear what is the ANC Chief Whip is proposing to Honorable Tereko, but it is going to delay us, because it means that today we must not have that petition from the people on the ground who have done everything in their powers to engage with that particular municipality. So they thought that to come to this committee, maybe there are some hopes that the community will be restored to them. So we are the last hope of the community, because we work as a united team in this community. We don't care whether you belong to which political party, as long as the community are not happy about the service delivered. So therefore, Chairperson, let me check with you what is the way forward, because the one that Honorable Tereko is suggesting, according to the what the chief of the ANC said to her, I think it is going to delay us. So which is the progressive way to engage with those who have powers to tell you to suspend program of the committee, which is not going to disturb us? Because tonight we're supposed to sit, and on Thursday we're supposed to engage with the SIU. So it looked like, to me, Chairperson, it looked like there is a person who's colluding with those thugs who are looting the resources at the municipalities, and they don't want to come and account here. Because we still want those municipalities to come and tell us after we have engaged with them. This committee is making a follow-up on each and every issue. And I also said, Chair, it's not even enough, because most of the reports, you know, the AG's report suggests that things are falling apart, it's getting worse. So we need, as a community, to go and touch to all municipalities in this country. So now if you are going to be dictated, to be told that we must not do our work, I think that it is unfair, and we must not agree to it, Chairperson. Otherwise, if the Chair does not have a way to go and engage again on our behalf, I think as committee members, we must also engage with Honorable Frolic and tell him that, no, we are happy with our program. We want to do our work. We can change time. It's fine, because it's also we have some other challenges. Maybe we can reconsider the issue of time. But to suspend in totality, I don't agree with that, Chairperson. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, lower your hand and allow Mpumza to speak. The chicken issues are sorted now. Then it will be brink, so that we must conclude on this matter. Honorable Mpumza.
Yes, hello,
it doesn't seem like the chicken issues are resolved there. Proceed.
Hey, the chickens are around. So I've been having a problem of a very unstable network here.
I knew that, like, you finished all your chicken. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Proceed.
Okay, I missed the earlier part, but I've been listening to Honorable Hunevald and Kaiser and Mem Khaliphi. Now I get the gist of what the issue is. Okay, I think that the government's challenges in the municipalities are so immense. Am I audible, Jack?
You are very audible.
Thank
just
you.
That I can't see your face and I can't see you. That's the only thing, but proceed, because if I say show your face, there you go.
I'm so
mute that microphone. Video is taking you now. I can hear you. You must mute that video now so that you can hear you.
Yeah, let me
can
mute
hear you at all.
Headset.
Proceed. Try. Yeah, that's better. Proceed.
The governance challenges in municipalities are evolving and are so immense. They require a closer monitoring. And this sixth parliament has adopted a posture of saying it's an activist parliament. And your committee chair is actually putting into practice what activist parliament is about. And the oversight work that has been undertaken by this committee has been robust and is impactful on COCTA, state-owned agencies that report to COCTA as well as the municipalities. Where you have touched municipalities, you may see some slight changes that are positive. Now I get the sense that there is a request from the chair of chairs, if I'm correct, that you must scale down your program as the committee. I think the current program that we're running was adopted by this committee, and this program was approved by the programming committee as well as the chair of chairs. Then therefore, if then that complaint happens at a time when this program is approved, it would be better if then we are being pleaded as a committee by the chair of chairs to reduce or to scale down our program. I think if we as the committee are yielding to that, we won't do it now. I think this adopted program, let's allow it to the finish, this one, and not change it and scale it down. Perhaps we might, the next program that will be coming in is a program that perhaps, to me, the scaling down would mean changing the sitting times of the committee. Perhaps to close whoever was complaining, because now we don't have proof who was complaining, who is who and what, or whether is it members of the committee who are not sure, or are the stakeholders that we call in, I don't know. To me, then, if there is that suggestion, the current program will have to run it to the finish as adopted. Perhaps we might, in aligning myself with the whip, perhaps to close future complaints if they will ever come, we begin to not scale down, but change the times so that the evening times we scale them up. Perhaps we start our committee meetings around the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, blah, blah. That would be my suggestion. Chair, the other issue that why I have a problem with the scaling down of the program? Now it would be actually changing the times rather than scaling down the program. And that, because our program and the challenges that I mentioned are huge. You remember, Chair, that we last set with the state agencies, security state agencies, in March. And we were still to meet with them before the first lockdown. Now we have never set the follow-up. You remember we had all the state-owned agencies like your NPA, SIU, and COX. We need to the program to expand it to involve not only the SIU, but also all these security agencies so that we get their report and monitor their progress, how far they are, in particular in relation to the huge issues that have been raised by the Auditor General. That would be my take, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mpumza. I've heard all of you. Oh, there was Honorable Brink before we will conclude on this matter. Over to you, Honorable Brink.
Thank you, Chair. I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what is happening. Yeah, it's strange, and I don't know how to respond. Maybe just to confirm that the members of the Democratic Alliance have not complained, and I've also checked with the Whiptree of the Democratic Alliance at a different level outside of this committee. Nobody has asked for committees to be cancelled. I think it's a problem to cancel committees just by an anonymous complaint. I don't think that's the proper procedure, and I think the Chair of Chairs would agree to that. So, I also don't think that we must now reapply if a proper process was followed before. It seems to be that the only problem is the anonymous complaint or the misunderstanding or whatever whatever you call this. And so I recommend, I think in line with Honorable Nkalipi, that maybe, Chair, you just write to the Chair of Chairs on the strength of our deliberations here today and say that there is no problem with the recess program and that there's no reason for us to cancel meetings or to change times and so forth. And please, whether you can give urgent whatever leave or whatever permission or whatever authorization is required to remove this obstacle. Thank you, Chair.
You see, you make my life very easier, Honorable Steve, because maybe you're the person who complains. I will give you a chance. I wanted to close on a lighter note. I'm not saying that.
Jefferson, no. No, that's really, you never draw that, please. I'm glad that
that's
my colleague.
That's what I've been laughing about this. Maybe
I'm
you,
glad that my colleague, Honorable Brink, has now just, you know, stated that. Because, you know, Jefferson, in all of this, and I agree with the most of the speakers, what I don't like, what this is doing fundamentally to us as a committee, it makes us now be suspicious of one another. Now we must wonder, was it me? Was it Brink? Was it Groenewald? Was it Nkalipi? I don't like this, Chair, because now you are thinking, I'm thinking when we speak in this committee, as we freely speak, what is taken out of this meeting in ways that is totally unacceptable. And to me, that is the core of also this, that we are all thinking now. Because me and Honorable Brink were asking, I'm like, I want to know, did he complain or what? Because we need to understand who complained. And this puts this committee for me in a position that we are now being, you know, suspicious of each other and we look at each other differently, which to me was not the way I entered this committee. And I think it's hugely and extremely disrespectful to you, Chair, and the rest of us, that a person cannot come to us and say, this is my problem, and we can maybe talk about it and find some resolution. To me, that is the top form of cowardism, really. Thank you.
I withdraw unapologetically so. You see, I think, colleagues, you have helped me to come to the conclusion, because I wanted to then ask you one by one. Honorable Steve, did you complain? I was going to get your answer. Honorable Kuneval, did you complain? Honorable,
no, Chairperson, definitely
you complain?
Not.
Honorable Teza, did you complain? I didn't hear the
Honorable
no Direko. You were going to speak. I was just going to do that.
No, sir, I did not complain.
Honorable Mkalipi, did you complain?
No, Chair, we must put on record that EFF have never complained, and EFF wants to work. Even if we work until the early hours, we don't have a problem.
Honorable Teza, did you complain?
We will never complain as the EFF, Chair. We want to work for our people, and we are activists. Mm. An activist will never complain and come to Parliament and stand by the people and complain while we have to do the work that was sent for here. We will never do that, Chair.
Honorable Khurebal, did you complain?
No, Chairperson, I definitely did not. I'm willing to work, and we have to do so.
Honorable Mpumza, did you complain?
Hey, Chair.
Did you complain?
I don't know where we lodge complaints in Parliament. I don't know even where to start. If I complain, I complain through my whip medic lady. And he knows I have never complained.
Brink, you said you never did that. You have complained on record saying that is why, Brink?
Indeed, Chair, you have me on record.
Thank you. Can we repeat ourselves again? The reason why we said meetings from 7 to 10 is because during the day we are going to be doing our constituency work so that our work doesn't interfere with the constituency work because this is constituency period. Anything that says that we must reapply, it won't work because I can't leave my constituency work during the day to sit in the committee meeting. Secondly, we had agreed to scale down. In the past, we could meet every day. We could meet Monday up to Friday, you recall, colleagues. Then that was the agreement in this committee, that instead of us meeting almost every day, with the exception of Monday, we are going to meet twice a week. And I'm in agreement to say that if you check the next term program as submitted, as we approved, there's no meeting in the evening. It's 2 days, that's what Parliament allows. We have not yet gone beyond 2 days. We'll be dealing with the bill and the other matters as agreed. What we did was just for us to deal with the backlog. And then I think then I had the meeting to say that if there was a complaint, it's not from the study, various study groups of members of parliament who are in this committee, and this is a collective program that was agreed upon, and then I put the matter again because I called this meeting mainly to ascertain if it's not yourselves, maybe you are seniors, your political parties could have complained. So the feeling that I'm getting is that none of you have complained. Then let me, immediately after this meeting, I'm going to write the House Chair to share with him the decision of this meeting. Maybe we can also even suspend the issue of minutes so that then thereafter, having got the response from the House Chair on how do we move forward, will communicate with you. I think that's how I think we need to close this meeting. Mpumza, your microphone is on. You want to say something? But I should think that's how we should end this meeting for now.
No, Chair, I just wanted to establish that you are going to write and are we still meeting today?
I'm going to communicate this to the chairperson. That's why I have to convene this urgent meeting. It will be communicated to you. What will be the response of the House Chair? That's what I'm thinking. Immediately when I join this meeting, I'm writing a communication as a resolution of this committee, having spoken to all the parties that are represented in the committee, all of you saying, no, this is what we have agreed upon. And the issue of us meeting during the day is not possible because we are busy in our constituencies. That's why we agreed on this time. I think I represent your feelings, all of you. That's what we are going to write to the powers that be.
Agreed, Chair.
Agreed, Chair.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Chair.
Everybody
agreed.
Everybody is agreed. Thank you, colleagues. I see some of you are traveling, but by the way in which you take seriously the work of this committee, it's a very much humbling experience to have a team in yourself that are committed to the cause of bettering the lives of our people. The meeting gets adjourned. Till we meet again, enjoy.
Chair.
To describe your
afternoon.
Today.
Thank you.
Mkalipi.